This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in time for the second hour of the weekend edition. This is Politics. Politics, by the way, has evolved into a standalone radio show that will begin a week from this weekend. Going to continue to cover it right now in the second hour of the KE Report. Talking to two of my, I would have to say, best friends in terms of politics and certainly in terms of social circles, even though they may not think that. But one of them is Jeff Deist. Jeff and I have known each other. Do you know, Jeff, we're going on 11 years now. I met you in 1995, man, and we are, you know, we started out with Ron Paul, went on to the consulting gig that you did, and now you're the president of the Mises Institute. So you've had a very eventful 11 years, my man.
Absolutely. It's gone by quick.
It's gone by real quick. Also, Glenn Downs. Glenn is what I used to call our Washington insider. I guess I would still have to call him that. Very principled, very knowledgeable, and along with Jeff, very highly educated. You guys, you know, I was really breathing a sigh of relief Wednesday morning, actually about 1:30 Wednesday morning a.m., when it was pretty apparent that Trump was going to win the election. I have to say, from the beginning, I was really surprised, but it was, for some reason for me, it was like a 2,000-pound weight going off of my shoulders. How did you guys feel when you found out that Trump won?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was watching, news, and, hang on, guys. We're going to have to edit this. What's the guy's name? Carl Rove. Okay. Let's start that over again.
That's okay.
Al, I was watching Fox News, and early in the evening, Carl Rove was actually sounding quite ominous about Trump's chances. In other words, he was looking at some of the counties in Ohio, particularly some of the suburban counties, and he said, well, I'd be worried about those. The numbers don't look very good for Trump because these suburban counties in and around cities are becoming increasingly blue, in other words, Democratic voting. So this distinction between urban and rural is really spread to the suburbs somewhat. So he was talking about Ohio. He was also talking about Miami-Dade and Broward counties in Florida and saying that these counties are so large and these suburban areas surrounding cities have become so large that they threaten to swamp the rural areas in terms of their voting power, and that this was something Trump was going to have to grapple with all night. So I would say as late as maybe 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern, there was still this idea that, Hillary is going to win pretty handily, and as these votes come in throughout the night, we're going to slowly but inexorably see her win. So it was a real surprise, and to me, my feelings about it have nothing to do with Trump. They have nothing to do with what may or may not happen with Congress or his administration next year. It's really looking at the people who voted for it. For the first time in a long, long time, millions and millions and millions of Americans went off script. And this was despite the overwhelming efforts of the media, of the two political parties, to keep them on that script. So it's an uprising, absolutely. This is one of the most significant events in U.S. politics. It was legitimately grassroots, legitimately not engineered in any way, despite the elites and the attempts by the two parties to steer it. So it was a pretty profound evening, and I don't think we've really grasped it yet. Will it mean anything politically or legislatively? Maybe not, but it's still a big deal. And I think people who are trying to downplay it are people who just don't understand it, because I think what happened last night is profound.
I think it is too. You know, it's interesting, gentlemen, but both your former boss, Glenn, and your former boss a couple of gigs ago, Jeff, Ron Paul, both of them said the same thing, which I thought was really interesting, and that was, you know, we basically are down to one party, and it really doesn't matter who's going to win the election. I have to take issue with them, and I have nothing but respect for both Dr. Paul and Congressman Jones when I say the following, and that is, you know, to me it was a real sign that the country is tired of doing nothing. The company is tired of rewarding, and I have to say this, rewarding failure. I'm tired of it, to say the least. You know, Glenn, what I got worried last night in the election is they were showing the states, and Ohio wasn't in yet. Florida was still too close to call. California was not in yet, neither was Washington or Oregon, but it's very obvious, you know, who's going to carry, in any election, who's going to carry those three states. Ohio really did concern me a bit. I didn't see what all the brouhaha was about when it came to New Hampshire. Florida, I thought that Trump was going to get it, but I was a little bit concerned about Florida. But boy, I got to tell you, in terms of the states that I was concerned about, they came through mightily, don't you agree?
Yeah, well, Al, one of the issues that I was convinced of before last night was that the turnout models being used by the pollsters, mainly the honest ones, because some of the polls are being put out, I think, were deliberately skewed. I genuinely believe this, deliberately skewed in order to try to affect the result of the election. It was a part of a media industrial complex propaganda effort, and I've used that word in the dictionary sense of the term. But even people that were legitimately polling had turnout models that I was convinced were wrong. And you couldn't prove it, but when you had situations like where Donald Trump could throw together a rally with a day's notice anywhere in the country, and 15 or 20,000 people would show up. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, not so much. As a matter of fact, I talked today to a fellow in my home state of North Carolina who had contacts with police in one of the cities that were working on, that were doing security at some of these high-profile campaign events. And just right in the couple of weeks before the election, Hillary Clinton there's some things for Hillary that were there. One, Bill Clinton came to Fayetteville, North Carolina, for example, and less than 50 people showed up. Less than 50. And Barack Obama himself went to a historically black university, Fayetteville State University there, and less than 2,500 people showed up at a historically black institution for historical black president. And that told you something about the turnout intensity. When the early voting totals came in, black vote totals were down considerably over 4 years before. And Republican turnout was higher. And then you also had polling information in advance of the election, which made it seem like to the extent that black folks did show up, a higher percentage are going to be voting for Trump than for Romney. So you knew something was amiss with these turnout models, but then until it actually started coming in, you didn't know. And so in a way, looking back at it, people shouldn't have been overly surprised because you just were getting bad data.
You know, I guess the one question I would have to ask you, and then we got to take a break here just in about a minute. And the question I would ask you is this. Do you think, and I don't want to get into racial issues here, but my opinion is that not most blacks, but most what I would call sophisticated blacks, and I'm not inferring that they're not all sophisticated. All I'm saying is I would say that most people who aren't swayed by the party line, who stop and think, really realize that their man Barack Obama really didn't do a very good job, and maybe they're a little bit ashamed of that. What do you think? Am I right or wrong, either one of you guys?
I don't think so. Trump did better among black voters than Romney did, and Trump did better among Latino voters than Romney did. And those are two very important facts, and it's going to be awfully hard for progressives and liberals to spin those. But let's not kid ourselves. Most people on the left think Obama has done a stupendous job. They believe in Obamacare. They prefer a single payer system if they could. So I don't think that was it. But it is interesting to think that black folks in the United States are finally starting to figure out that the Democratic Party is not their friend. And as a matter of fact, it's a force that has been keeping them down.
We're going to get into that in the next segment real quick. Stick around, you guys, right after the commercial break. We're going to be right back. We're going to be chatting with Glenn and Jeff. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continue our conversation with Mr. Downs and Mr. Deist here. I've got a couple of other questions for you. I feel pretty strongly about this. You know, we were kind of chatting during the last segment about how a lot of folks in this country are starting to realize that the liberals aren't necessarily their friends. Every minority who I've ever spoken with has felt that way for one reason, and the reason is, they say, because you know what? We have to grow. We have to grow as a group by being more successful. And we believe the liberals truly reward. They're into controlling, and they reward mediocrity and failure. What are your comments on that? Glenn, let's start with you.
Well, I mean, obviously, the African-American vote, like other vote blocks, are not monolithic. So you're going to have all kinds of different thoughts within there. But let me expand on that just a little bit, if I can. You know, in 2006, we had a big, big change election. You know, the American people were sick and tired of Republicans. They were sick of George W. Bush. They were sick of the war in Iraq. And people wanted a big change. 2008, a big change election. 2010, a big change election. 2014, a big change election. And one of the things that you would hear when you were there on Capitol Hill, when things would come up from ranging from the Wall Street bailout to live up to your promise and defund Obamacare, congressional switchboards would be flooded, and then nothing would happen. And so people kept saying, we keep electing different people to try to get something different, and nothing happens. And so here we go in 2016, and they go, listen, do you get it? We mean it. We want something different to be done. They may have different ideas of what different is, but they want something to be done. And finally, they have elected from the outside, you know, a real outsider. So, I think that probably did bleed down into at least a proportion of the black or African-American electorate. They go, hey, we can't keep doing what we've been doing because that's just not working. Whatever's going on with Obama, and maybe we're proud to have a first historically black president, but it's not working for me. And it's witnessed by the fact that, you know, Obama himself, for example, showed up at a historically black university. And this is a big, big campus. It got a fraction of the students showed up for him. And it was like, okay, the novelty of the first black president is worn off. It's like, this isn't working for me. So, Maybe that, and so I would imagine if Trump and the Republicans don't deliver on doing something different that people perceive as being positive for them, and they're really breaking up, so that the Republicans will get thrown out in 2 years. So I'm not sure people are voting for Trump because they wanted to give a Republican a chance. They just wanted something different.
You know, the one comment I would make about that, you know, basically what you're saying is the proof is going to be in the pudding. Jeff, let me ask you this. Obamacare really has some negative aspects to it. I mean, I know in theory it's great. Everybody should be able to have health care. Everybody should be able to be taken care of, et cetera, et cetera. That's, you know, that's something that I think that almost anybody would not disagree with. But here's the deal about Obamacare that I find interesting. He made a couple of promises that simply didn't come true, and I have to believe that he knew they wouldn't come true. One of them was you will see no increase in your premiums. Well, Washington State, if you're covered by group health, your premiums are going to go up about 25% or thereabouts. A lot of people in my neck of the woods are very, very unhappy about that. And then the other comment that he made that was totally untruthful, and correct me if I'm wrong. If I am wrong, I want to know, but I don't think I am. He also said, you're never going to have to change your carrier if you don't want to. That's not true, Jeff, is it?
Well, it depends on if your carrier takes the form of insurance you have. Look, Obamacare was a non-starter from the get-go for a couple reasons. First of all, when you call something insurance, which means people pool their money, pay in premiums, and they get paid out in benefits from that, but you don't exclude anyone. In other words, anyone with any pre-existing conditions can join it. Then it's not really insurance, because there are certain people joining it for whom the insurance company is guaranteed to have to pay out more than it brings in premiums. Number two is when you prohibit those same plans from offering any kind of bare-bones coverage, some sort of high-deductible, catastrophic-only coverage, and say, no, every plan has to cover X, Y, and Z, including mental health and substance abuse treatment, you raise the cost rapidly. So what you've got now is really a bunch of plans that are getting more and more expensive. You've got younger, healthier people subsidizing older, sicker people because they're all paying the same amount in premium, but the older, sicker people are consuming far more in terms of medical care. So it was doomed from the start. We almost have to wonder whether the Democrats knew it was doomed and thought that it would actually by falling apart, would encourage us to adopt just a single-payer government-provided health care system. I mean, that's a cynical view, but it's certainly plausible. You've got these exchanges at both the state and federal level. You have huge numbers of you have insurance companies taking huge losses and pulling out of states to where we'll get to certain states we'll only have, you know, two or maybe three insurance providers to choose from. So much for market choice. So people are getting to be very, very unhappy with it, not only on the consumer level, but doctors too. So will the Republicans repeal Obamacare? Yeah, I've heard that before. I'll wait and see it. But it's going to repeal itself in a sense that it's going to be unworkable.
Glenn, I've got about a minute left here, just a little bit more than that. I want to ask you the question. We know how Jeff feels about that. You're a cynic, Dice, let me tell you, but I think the Republicans are going to repeal it. What do you think?
I think they'll repeal or modify parts of it because, well, first of all, part of the problem is in the Senate, you've got to get to 60 votes unless they blow up the filibuster. So that would obviously be difficult, but it'd be very possible to put up things that modify it that would be very, very tough votes for Democrats, even in the Senate. You know, for example, I heard Rand Paul today talking about being a quick thing to do would be to make it legal to sell insurance policies that don't cover to sealant and mental health care and pregnancy care and those sorts of things, just bare bones, catastrophic insurance again, which would obviously would give people an immediate choice to get away from Obamacare, for example.
Yeah. I guess the comment that I would make, number one, is, you know, when a person makes a comment about politicians, about this is somebody you're going to hear about again, you know, we had a maverick, very definitely a maverick, take over the presidency this year for the next 4 years anyway, and I got to tell you, I'll make one comment about Rand. You ain't heard the rest. You ain't heard nothing yet about him. Rand Paul is, you know, he's his father's son, and I think Rand is going to be back. Let me close this thing out simply by saying we're going to have to wait and see to see if Congress is in effect a little more functional now than it's been over the last few years. Donald Trump is a doer. I think they are going to accomplish something.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Interesting observations from some of our guests so far in this, the KE Politics Hour of the show. By the way, KE Politics next week will be a standalone show. We will obviously continue to provide the feed for that particular show on our website. Going to be dealing more with politics, or I'm sorry, with economics starting next week in terms of the entire two-hour show. Having said that, I'm going to wrap this up with the last two segments with our friend Chris Martinson. Chris is PhD, Chris Martinson, very intelligent, very successful, etc., etc., great author, tremendous insight on things that, like, are happening in our country right now. Chris, I'd like to start out talking a little bit about the venom that is really has run loose in the streets of our country today. And I think that's best described by the comment that you brought up to Corey and I about what Harry Reid said about the outcome of the election. You want to share that with us?
Well, yes, Al, and I would love to share that with you and your listeners because I think it really frames something that's at the heart of something that we need to look at as a nation, and that is the amount of extreme intolerance and the danger that comes when you morally take a person or a group of people and relegate them somewhere. And so Harry Reid put out his statement on the whole Trump election. He had some early words about how he felt personally that some of his family members were afraid of what might happen next. And here's how he went about talking about healing. This is a quote. Quote, "If this is going to be a time of healing, we must first put the responsibility for healing where it belongs, at the feet of Donald Trump, a sexual predator who lost the popular vote and fueled his campaign with bigotry and hate." Now, end quote, right? So for me, that's a really incendiary statement, and it basically says that anybody who voted for Trump by implication is also just fueled by bigotry and hate, and that's absolutely not true. We have enough data to find out how many white women voted, how many Latinos, how many black people voted for Trump. we know what some of the proximal causes of the Trump revolution were, and they had nothing to do with bigotry and hate. That was a thing that was put out by the DNC and echoed specifically as a means, as a campaign strategy, which Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, said that is a horrible campaign strategy to elevate the marginalization and the and moralize and putting people into a moral box they can't climb out of. That's cornering people. It's not. If we want to talk about healing, Mr. Reed, you went about it exactly wrong. You're perpetuating the divisiveness that I think is toxic to this country. I think he made a huge error there. But anybody who's resonating with this statement, I think, needs to look in and ask why that's the case, because that's not the path to healing.
Well, hatred and anger certainly accomplishes nothing, particularly when you have a situation as critical as we have in the United States right now. I mean, we have a potential powder keg on our hands. Look what happened in Washington State Wednesday night. Look what happened in California Wednesday night. Look at the ridiculous actions that occurred in Oregon. I mean, one nation under God, where you're not really even supposed to say that anymore. That's what this thing has gotten to. But why can't we be one nation working together? I mean, truly, truly, the public spoke when they said we're tired of the establishment.
Well, and rightly so. So the continuation of Harry Reid and others like him to say, no, this was about bigotry and hate, not true.
No.
Arguably, it's not true. What this was about is what you just got to, Al, which was that for 30 years, median incomes have been going down. For 30 years, the middle of this country has been getting hammered. And in the last 15 years, and even in the last 8 years, it's really accelerated. If you are not in the top 5%, you have been getting crushed. And that's if and only if you believe the fraudulent inflation numbers of the government. If you boost those up a little bit closer to reality, it's even worse than advertised. So that's the fuel for this, right? People have been getting crushed. And neither party, I don't consider a Trump win a Republican win,
no.
Right? I think both of those parties have a lot to look at. They got taken over by elites. They got a little too ensconced in their power structures in D.C. They forgot about the rest of the nation. And worse, when the rest of the nation dared to say, I am not happy with this, the response was to shout them down and call them bigots, racists, and uneducated fools. That is not how this nation got to be great, and it's not how we're going to get out of all of this by continuing that. So this was a loss for the elites. They're licking their wounds, but I hate how, with Harry Reid sort of emblemizing some of them, how they're choosing to go about licking their wounds. This would be a great time to take a look in the mirror and say, how did I mess this up? Not point the finger out and say, oh, you must be a bunch of bigot, hate-filled people. That's why this happened.
Well, I have to say one thing that I think is kind of interesting, and that is Harry Reid represents a state that actually indirectly condones utilization of women, condones gambling, condones basically a lot of immoral actions, in my opinion. What does that say about Harry Reid and the majority of his folks who are basically supporting that?
Well, fortunately, I think you put your finger on something, and Harry Reid to me is a lifelong hack. He's not really somebody I take all that seriously. He's not somebody I would look to for sage advice. But I did want to call up his words because I think he is speaking for a number of people who hold that view, which is, I don't want to look at how I messed this up. I only want to talk about how you guys are at fault. It's a really base behavior. It's not very mature. It's certainly not part of the healing process. He's nobody to wag his finger at anybody, clearly. But he does, I think, speak for some people, and that, hey, let's bring that conversation up and out.
Well, Chris, one thing that was really proven to me through this election was how divided the country is and how passionately divided they are, because we heard all the rumors about if Trump loses, it's going to be a contested election. We're going to have the Trump supporters rioting in the streets. And what's happened is the exact opposite of that has happened. And just by the popular vote that was so close, I consider it practically a tie when you have the huge voter turnout that did occur for this election. But the one, I think, most important fact that, yes, we can talk about all the rioting and we can talk about all the complaining from one side or the other, but Trump now will be president, and he will have the House and the Senate support. The Republicans have both of those areas This is the first time since 1928. In my eyes, this is significant. How about you?
It's very significant. And what's going to be interesting to play out here, though, is, again, I don't think this is Republican versus Democrat. I do think that certain things, because of the Republican control of House and Senate, there are certain things that can come through. But I think that anybody who is in Washington who's got a political calculator between their ears can look at this and say, oh, okay, we're going to have to start shifting our tone here on some things, because clearly Washington hasn't been working for the people. They've been working for various fringe groups, corporate interests, you know, foreign lobbyists, you know, a very small a cohort of people who had the bucks, but they don't have the mass of the people behind them. So I think that, you know, there's some things on Trump's 100-day plan that I like a lot. Term limits, getting rid of lobbying, you know, things like that, that particularly my favorite, number four on his list. For every new federal regulation, you got to wipe two off the books, right? That's something I have proposed in times past. Love mm-hmm. it, right? So there's certain things there that I think would be great if he can get traction on. But I think to for people who fear he's going to be able to get traction on seriously bigoted sorts of proposals and anti-women sorts of proposals, I don't see that at this point. But again, you know what? Everybody has failed trying to predict what Trump is going to do next or how successful he's going to be. So I'm in a little bit wait and see mode, and I'm really waiting to see who he ends up appointing to his team. That's going to matter to me a lot.
Well, I find some of the rumors that are out right now to be more than just a little bit interesting. Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani, et cetera, et cetera. I think what we have here, and I want to end this particular segment on this note, is we did see at the ballot box last Tuesday a true American revolution. My personal opinion on that, you know, and I am a political junkie, everybody knows that. My personal opinion is one of extreme optimism. Stick around, we're going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report and to wrap up the second hour, which we dedicated to KER politics. We are continuing our discussion with Chris Martinson. And Chris, at the tail end of last segment, you mentioned Trump's 100-day plan, which is what he intends to get done, or at least set the balls in motion in his first 100 days as president. I want to take a look at the economic repercussions of some of the points in his plan. We can talk about how he wants to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, his intention to renegotiate NAFTA, but this, I think, would take much longer. He's also looking at putting a hiring freeze on all federal employees to reduce the overall federal workforce. There's a lot that Trump lays out. Can you take us through maybe what you think could happen, at least in the short term, in Trump's first 100 days?
Well, Al ended the last segment saying he's optimistic. I am too. If some of these things can get passed, you know, getting the term limits in and really starting to rationalize federal spending and things like that, and particular rationalizing the amount of regulations out there, I'm in favor of all of those. So we'll see what he can get done. Now, economically speaking, obviously, you know, we've seen the Dow vault to all-time new highs, and a lot of that is because the financial sector and the pharmaceutical sectors are just getting bid like crazy under the theory that Trump is going to be more friendly to those particular industries. We'll wait to see. I'm not sure if that's – it may be. I don't know yet. You know, the stock market has spoken, but we'll see if it has it right. He is going to renegotiate NAFTA, and he is going to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I think those are both really good things. And here's why. As we talked last time, a lot of this is due to, if you look at the electoral map, county by county, it's really, you can say, wow, this is rural versus urban. You know, not left, right, male, female. It's really rural versus urban. And rural America has been getting crushed. When I mentioned that 30-year decline in real income, that's even worse when you look at it on a rural basis. Factories have disappeared, and they've gone overseas. Here's the essence of what went wrong. We had people in D.C., well-meaning, who said, listen, we want these beautiful, tasty regulations. We like a clean environment. We like a safe workplace. We don't like you discriminating. These are the sorts of things you have to operate in if you want to have a factory. So, great, that's fine. But you can't do that and then also say, oh, yeah, we're going to have free trade. because China doesn't have any of that stuff. They don't have any environmental regulations or workplace rules or other things that create additional costs. So guess what? They outcompete our factories. So that structurally, what Washington said was, you can't have productive employment. We're going to ruin that for you. And that's a little bit of what's getting undone here by renegotiating NAFTA, withdrawing from the TPP, those sorts of things. We do have to rationalize our situation over here, because now even with robotics in the play, what are we going to do? Have like a million people gainfully employed in this country and everybody else, you know, on the dole? We have to think this through. Big trends in play. Both parties have ignored them. Trump is the only person I've seen come forward out of in my entire adult life saying, I'm going to think about this, right? And he had that scene with Michael Moore where he was in Detroit, and he was the first person to say, hey, Ford guys, if you move your plants to Mexico, 35% tariff on your cars, you won't sell any. And the whole room erupted, right? Because he was the first person to talk for the workers in this country, which is something we really need to talk. We have to have that discussion.
You know, the comment that I have to make about the Michael Moore, I'll call it a presentation. I believe that was to the Detroit Press Club. I watched it actually a couple of times. I think Moore hit the nail on the head. He didn't want to hit the nail on the head, but he did. He's not such a dummy, in my opinion. You know, that was a pretty good thing. That was a pretty good thing that he said. You know, having said that, I have to say, you know, sticking to the economic implications of the Trump election, you know, we've been talking about this with Rick Ackerman quite a bit. You know, and as Rick says, you have companies out there that are really almost non-existent in the sense of in the sense of brick and mortar, in the sense of providing real unemployment, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he brings up Uber. I brought up Airbnb. I mean, the great little ideas, but they're not going to bring full employment or prosperity to the country. They're simply not. I would predict that you're going to see a huge amount of government spending, which, of course, they don't have the money. That's totally a different subject, but they can get the money. I think you're going to see an awful lot of government spending, and I would be very happy to see this happen on infrastructure. The infrastructure in the United States right now is crumbling in parts of the country.
Well, I live in that part of the country. Every bridge I drive over needs replacing. And yes, our infrastructure is in horrible shape. I was in China about a month ago where everything's new. And of course, you know, they're in a different stage of the industrial development. But if you are not constantly reinvesting in yourself, you are, that's what depreciation means. You know, you build something and it falls apart. We're not investing in ourselves in this country. We have a D minus on infrastructure. It's frankly embarrassing to land at JFK and take that pothole filled ride into Manhattan, losing your cell phone service the whole way. It's just embarrassing. And so that's something that needs to be addressed at some point. And I would I'm on record. If we're going to deficit spend, let's do it not bombing countries I don't really care about. And let's do it by not, giving more money to bankers when they make bad decisions. Let's spend it on ourselves this time if we're going to spend it.
And that does seem like a great idea on paper. Chris, you talk a lot about energy as well, and you look at the energy complex around not only the U.S. but globally, and Trump does have a few steps in his plan to try to unlock some of the dollars that could be made out of energy, one being lifting restrictions on the production of job-producing American energy type of jobs. There's also, he wants to get rid of Obama and Clinton roadblocks to allow what he calls vital energy infrastructure projects like the Keystone Pipeline. And he also wants to cancel billions of payments to the UN climate change programs and use that money to fix America's water and environmental infrastructure. How do you feel about these plans?
Yeah, he doesn't have a grasp of the true energy predicament we're in yet. I don't know if he will. That remains to be seen. So I know he's looking at Harold Hamm to come forward and be maybe the energy czar in some capacity. And look, I don't know what anybody's talking about when they say restrictions have been holding back the oil and gas industry in this country. That's not true. If you ever flew a plane over, I don't know, Texas or Oklahoma or North Dakota and looked out your window, you saw patchwork quilt. We've been drilling as fast as possible. What stopped that recently? Prices. That's it. There are no real regulations holding anything back when it comes to drilling at this point in time. It's if the oil price goes up, the drilling will resume. So I'm not sure that there's much there to really talk about. Instead, we have to be cognizant of this idea. The oil and gas we have is not infinite. It is finite. There's lots, but not a forever amount. And let's just make a number up so we can talk about this. If it's going to last until, say, 2030 and before it begins to dwindle, somewhere between here and 2030, we had better have the next energy infrastructure built. So that's what any good business would do. Trump is a businessman. Maybe he's done this. You have a strategy. Hey, that consists of a vision and a sense of how you're going to get there, right? Where am I going? What are my resources? Well, the resources are a finite amount of oil and gas. Let's use them, but what's the vision, right? That's the part I haven't seen anybody talk about on either side yet. It's like, where are we going? And that's a good thing to know. Like, what would 2030 look like? Paint the picture. Let's agree on it, and then let's go there. Because just more of the same status quo is a dead-end proposition the way I look at it.
Well, of course, it's a dead-end proposition. Anybody who's taken economics 101, or for that matter, junior high school level economics in high school would realize that, you know, you can only mess with the market for so long. You really have to start producing. That's what economics is all about. You know, you have to, for every input, you're going to have an output. And if your input is negative, which in the U.S. it has been for quite some time, you're going to find yourself in a situation where something truly will have to be done about the debt. You know, and I hate to use the word jubilee, but that does come to mind. And the reason it comes to mind is because without a reorganization, anybody with an IQ above, you know, 62 realizes that if you don't have a reorg in terms of this, I believe that's what they call Chapter 11, if I'm not mistaken, bankruptcy. You know, it just simply is not going to work, and the U.S. is going to go down in flames. And I think more and more people realize that. I went on for a long time on the record as saying I don't think people realize the dire situation that the United States is truly in right now. I don't think people realize the truth that was spoken by people like former Congressman Ron Paul and current Congressman Walter Jones. It's just simply we have to make some changes, and it would appear that the country realizes that. Chris, always a pleasure. Thanks very much. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We had an awful lot of fun putting this one together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.